Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am continuing my conversation with Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn. This is part two of a two-part interview. Now, moving right along, you actually were at the Employee Safety and Appreciation Day last Wednesday, and you were honored for 15 years, so congratulations there. But you also mentioned that you have some new employees at the police department. So what can you tell me about these new officers?
Absolutely. Actually, I hit 20 years.
20 years. I thought it said 15.
I hit 20 this year.
20 years.
That's okay. But yeah, we have two new officers that just got hired. Erna Mujakic joined our police department here just a couple of weeks ago. She's a certified officer, so we're in training with her, and hopefully we'll get her out on the road by herself here in the next month or so. It's always great to hire new officers, but it's always great to have a certified officer that we can get out on the street to help us out a little quicker. Then we also hired Trevor Hickey. Trevor just started this last Monday. He is not a certified officer, so he'll be in some field training for the next couple months, and hopefully we'll get him into the academy about the first of the year. And then after he comes out of the academy, which was about a 14-week program, he'll be in field training again for a little while and then get out on his own. So hopefully about May, he'll be back out, and hopefully we'll be up to full staff that we haven't been for quite some time.
All right, that was going to be my next question. Are you, with the two additions, up to full staff, or will you be shortly?
Yeah, that brings us up to 12, but just not everybody fully trained yet. So we filled all of our positions. It's just that training we need to get through to, you know, so they can fill a shift by themselves.
Great. Now, one of your other recent hires was Caleb Wallace. How has he been working out so far?
Caleb's been doing really well. He's working through his field training, and hopefully here shortly in the next month or so that he'll be out on his own. He graduated the academy back in August, so he's been in field training since that time and just kind of getting up to date with codes and procedures and that type of thing. And so, yeah, we're very hopeful that it appears that he's going to do a good job for us, and he'll be out on the street shortly.
All right. One last thing I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, reading over the police reports, as I do basically every day, there's been kind of a rash of garage burglaries, and this isn't just isolated in Perry. I've seen it on the sheriff's report as well for Adel and other places. What can you tell me about this and anything, any other information about it?
Just for about the past month or so, we've had some sporadic garage break-ins. A lot of times the garages have been open, but they have been forced to open in different occasions. They're usually taking small items, especially money and that type of thing. And most of the time they're entering garages that don't have a deadbolt and don't have any lights outside or over the doorway. So they've happened during different times. They're not really a set period of time, mainly overnight, but we have had a couple burglaries that were similar in nature that have happened during the day too. So we want to make sure that everybody's locking not only the garages but their vehicles, because some of the vehicles have gone through that are unlocked in the either in the garage or sitting in front of the garages. So make sure that those are locked up. If you have a security light, hey, it's great, leave that on. If you have some type of video system, you know, those are great too. Even if you do have some video, please share that with us. It'll be helpful to us, even if you think it's a little blurry or anything like that. And please report any activity like that. If you think somebody has been in your car or been through your garage, but maybe you really don't think anything's missing, we'd like to know that information so we can kind of track these incidents a little bit better. And you never know. It may be that case that breaks everything wide open for one reason or another. But we can come out and look for, you know, evidence of that burglary too, to try to identify this person or persons that are doing this.
All right. And then just recently, somewhat recently, you also had a Crime Stoppers release about some burglaries like at the Casey's, at Medicap, that sort of thing. Anything new related to that case?
No, not that I'm aware of. We're still trying to work through some leads on those two incidents. Just to kind of remind you that here, I think it was over homecoming weekend, the homecoming from the high school, that is, Casey's front window was broken. And then overnight, that same night, the Medicap store was broken into, and there was some medications taken. So, nope, we're still looking for information about those two incidents, and anything the public can help us out with there would be greatly appreciated.
All right, and what's the Crime Stoppers number then?
465-5661. So, again, there are rewards out there for the information leading to the arrest of those crimes and any other crimes that that maybe you have information to that can help us out. We always bring those to the Crime Stoppers Board, and they vote on whether they'll hand out a reward, and they've been very generous in that area in the past.
All right, and you can remain anonymous if you would like on these calls?
Absolutely. You don't have to leave your name or anything. What'll happen is when you call in and give your information, they'll give you a Crime Stoppers number, and you just retain that number. And so if we make an arrest or have enough information to go move forward on that case, they'll give out a reward, and you'll use that Crime Stoppers number in there instead of your name. And the Crime Stoppers Board is the ones that deliver that money to that person. So the police aren't really even involved.
All right. Police Chief Eric Vaughn, anything else that you wanted to let people know about?
Not right now. I don't think so.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
All right, thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Eric Vaughn. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.